Amen. I'll tell you what, we are making plans. We're going to have a baptism service the third Sunday in next month, because this is still November. And my oldest grandson's birthday is today. Can you believe that boy, 18 years old? That make me 19, you know. That's you, man. I got to be above 19, though.
Amen.
I got to be. To have a grandson at 18? Anyway, praise the Lord anyway. But we're going to have the baptism service the third Sunday in December, because I mentioned it Sunday, and we're going to do this. We're gonna crank up the music, we're gonna crank up the water, and we're gonna crank it up. We used to have to go down to the creek when we were in first church, I always talk about, well, we can't baptize, we don't have no baptism pool. We got one. We got one. And it's not just gonna sit there and look pretty either. Amen, amen. We're going to get some water in it, and it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Come on. I said, we can't say, well, it's too cold outside. You're not outside. We're inside. Amen. Praise the Lord. God have blessed us, and we've been blessed all the time. But Christian Fellowship Church and all of you that's viewing us, light is coming. Revelation light is coming. I see more. I'm more sensitive to Holy Spirit. I'm more appreciative. I'm more appreciative to Him. I'm so grateful for Him. He's so real. He's becoming so real to me. Stuff that used to bug me, bother me, stuff people say, do, and act, the way people act, I let them act like they want to act, and give them some light so they can change how they act. I'm going to act in the light of the word. I have made up my mind. I'm not perfect. And if nobody else go, and I know there's going to be others that go, I'll set my heart to be as much like Jesus I possibly can in everything I do. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to copy anybody but Him. I'm not trying to impress anybody but Him. He's the one that I want to please. Now, you can talk about people as you want to, but I've taken that off my list. I don't have that on my list. I don't have on my list. I took that off my list. I can't. I took that off. I found the garbage can. When I threw it in there, I tied the bag up and put it in the garbage can so the garbage man could take it on to the garbage dump, because I wasn't looking for that. I can't. I'm not looking for it. I got rid of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many times in the past, and I felt so intimidated by other people, and I knew what God had told me to do. So many times the enemy made me feel so inadequate, unqualified. And along with all the tongue lashing that went on, we're not going to get into that, but you know yourself. I just hope you weren't involved in it. But I really don't care to the point that I'm going to give my attention to it. What people say, I want to find out what he's saying so I can tell you, as a leader, as a watchman, as an overseer, so you can see what God is doing, what he has done, and what he wants you to know, so you can have all these things that he's given you. The enemy got your stuff. And he's trying to keep your eyes blind to the truth so he can keep using you. You find out, I trust I can get to that point tonight. But I'm just going to go as far as I can, and I know how to pick up the next time. But if you guys would put up Zechariah 4:2 in the King James. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 2. And remember, we read Luke 8:16, right? That's our text, right? And we read it from the Passion, you know. And it says, when you light your lamp, you put it on the stand, and so everybody in the room can benefit from its brightness, right? That's our text, and this revelation will reveal everything that's need to be revealed and make known everything that need to be known. I'm paraphrasing. But Zechariah got this word from the Lord. And I believe it's we're going to bring it, share it with you, and I believe it's going to let you see where we are and what you have. Oh, when you get a revelation, you can read something and say, wow, that's good, that's good, that's good. But when you get it in your heart, it's a whole different world. See, because if you just hear it in your head and hear it, and you go off and forget it, and it's not working because you forgot it. But when it's in your heart, it's there all the time. And you begin to pursue that, go after that. And you begin to say, that's who I am. That's what I can do. That's what I have. So what we want to talk about tonight in Revelation of the Kingdom, there is a full supply. There is a full supply. There's nothing in the kingdom missing. There's nothing in the kingdom that he won't do and has not done. When Jesus took a seat, as far as what to be done for mankind, this new race, this new born again believer, what needed to be done was done. He'll never have to come back and do anything over because it's done. He's in his priestless ministry where he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he ever interceding for you and me. Why? What is he doing? So we can get it. So we can walk in what he walked in. That's what he wants. See, nothing could stop him. I mean, they did, the Pharisees, the religious people, tried to do everything they could. They even took him to the burrow of the edge of the mountain cliff, and they were going to throw him off. And he just showed them, you can't mess with this. He just turned and walked through the crowd, and they all went back. You know, they should have wised up then and said, let's leave this man alone.